podcast season 10 finale, where we aren't going to watch any music videos, but we are going to talk about some. I'm Jared.
And I'm Travis. And even though this is a finale, we're still not experts in music or videos.
We're experts at finales because we can do what we want.
Yes, we can. These are fantastic. We get a break. No studying, no judgments, other than judging ourselves on what we scored these videos during a music video night.
Yep. And so this one, guys, we went too hard.
We did.
We started, Travis and I recorded an episode on lunch that day, around 1. Then you got off at 4:30 and came straight over. We already I started drinking at 1. And yeah. By the time you got there, you caught up real fast. And we just, boy, did we keep going.
Yeah, we kept going.
We ended at 11, which is actually kind of early for us, but yeah, it was fine.
It needed to end.
Yeah, there was nowhere. We ended on Idolvice. If you want to know where we got to, guys, we watch everything. We ended on Sound of Music, Idolvice.
Idolvice by Sound. Yeah, and so many places in between.
Yeah.
Guys, this finale, again, we're going to be talking about our music videos that we covered in Season 10. Our category was 2004.
Yep. Yep.
It was. Right? Isn't that how we explain it?
Yeah.
Just a deep sigh.
I wonder, I don't know for, cause, so we've picked out our list. We did an open call, and I wonder if anything's going to be from 2004 accidentally.
Ooh.
And we didn't realize. Because I think I hit a couple close.
I've got a couple close. I know I've got one from like 2001 on my list. Yeah. I know it's in that range.
We have our vetoes still. So if we got to get out of that year, we will. And I don't know. Did we discuss it on here? I don't remember. Or just after the podcast. Like, we picked 2004 thinking it was going to be a good year because...
Well... We were way too nostalgic about it, right? Yeah. Because that's the year that we graduated high school. So in our old brains, we were like, oh, this is going to be so dope. It wasn't.
It wasn't. All the good memories aren't attached to music videos.
Yeah.
And definitely some songs, but the songs they were attached to were not the videos we picked because they weren't good videos.
Correct.
And so it was tough. We hit a slump. One of the darkest times of the podcast.
Yeah, the longest season ever.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
after our best.
Yeah, yeah. We were like delaying every time we had to record.
Do you feel like doing it today? No.
and yet today, we are doing two episodes.
Yeah, well, we recorded the...
We're recording two episodes today. This finale and then our last video.
Yeah, of the just season. A palate cleanser, man. So, we need to get through some scores?
Yeah, let's go ahead and start into it. We're going to reveal what we scored them during our regular research, and then what we scored them during a music video night when we were slightly inebriated.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Yeah,
we had a lot of fun. Okay. All right, Travis, so... I guess I'll just read these since I have it. Do you want to pass it back and forth?
No. I want you to take control.
All right, so we're going to start off with Burn.
By Usher.
Which
Let It Burn.
I do remember we knocked all these out, which was something else we didn't discuss, very early in the night. So normally, you know, we'll do the event for like 4 or 5 hours.
Correct.
Roughly.
Yes.
And we spread the videos out over the course of the night.
Mm-hmm.
We did all of this season in 1 hour.
Yeah. We knocked it out quick.
Just because we wanted them out so we could actually have fun the rest of the night.
Exactly. Yes. We thought, well, we had such a bad time covering all these videos that there's no way we would have a good time watching them for a music video night, so we rushed it.
Mm-hmm. But we were far enough along in our night, wasn't rushed.
Right.
It was all hitting at the right time.
Yeah. Yeah, we never start until we're ready.
Okay, all right. So
Ushers. Burn.
Travis, you scored a 5.65 for its normal score.
5.65, that sounds closer to correct.
Okay. You scored it a 7.19.
That's not right.
Yeah, just get used to hearing that, really. you went up a point and a half.
For music video night.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I originally scored 5.61. I went up to a 6.12, which is still too high.
It's more acceptable than what I did.
Yeah, and I feel like when we watched Burn, because 7's very high, I remember complaining during the night and being like, this video is a trick.
Yes.
Like, it's nothing. Really. It's shot fine, but it's nothing.
It's nothing. It's a beautiful woman, a beautiful man, and some CGI.
Yeah, some fire.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
All right. Next up, Travis, mm-hmm. we have Mr. Brightside, which one of your highest videos scored ever, 9.12.
Yeah. That was regular score.
Yeah, regular score.
Yeah, yeah. Now, really, really good video.
What do you think you gave it?
Not that high.
7.29.
Which is probably closer to what it should have been.
Probably so.
Yeah. I may have shown it a little too much appreciation.
Although, so, we do, you rated it 0.1 above Bird.
Oh, see, that's definitely wrong.
It's already a problem here.
I'm okay with my music video night score of that one. I am not okay with my music video night score of Burn.
Our scores are crazy. Okay.
This is stupid.
I rated it a 6.95 normal. I gave it an 8.91.
Wow.
I think, and I don't remember watching this, I believe I probably got invested in the emotion of it. That's...
Sure.
I'd never go above an 8 unless, like, I'm in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's fair. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Toxic. Travis, I'll start with me this time. Normal score, 6.81.
Oh, okay.
6.34. So I went down.
You did go down.
Mm-hmm. Travis, you were a 5.39, and you went down into a 5.13.
Yeah, okay.
So we both dropped.
That might be the most respectable scoring of the night.
Yeah, closest to the regular, yep. And we were... I don't remember watching it.
I don't either. I don't remember having fun with it.
No, but we got there.
So that is... I think we scored that one exactly correct.
Good. Which means the average of that video is like...
five.
Mid-fives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good.
I think so.
That's fine. All right. Let's do Word Up, which we just covered today. I gave it a 3.71, and I gave it a 5.15.
For music video night? Yeah. 5.15. Mm-hmm. Okay. You went up a couple points.
I did. Yeah, 1.5.
Yeah.
Word Up, 4.19 for you. Regular, 6.15.
Too high.
Too high. I think if we took all of our scores and knocked them down like 1.3, they'd be right.
For the music video night?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like 1.3 off of most of these seems correct.
This is only fourth song in?
Yeah.
Okay. We got a long way to go.
Yeah. Okay. So Just Two Guys.
Uh-huh.
You gave it a 4.82 originally.
Okay.
7.22 on the night.
No.
We had
so much fun with
okay.
this one, though.
I gave it a 5.92 up to a 7.12. So okay. That means you rated Just Two Guys higher than Burn and 0.07 below The Killers.
So wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that video is not that good, but we did have a good time watching it, which is why we rescored these for music video nights. So you people know what you should be watching on music video
nights. Yeah, that's, you know, we haven't thought of that.
That's all this is for.
Yeah, don't even watch the music videos like we do and break them down. Listen to us do it.
Right, yeah.
And then
yeah.
just have a music video night.
Have a music video
don't
night.
Don't be worried about scoring. It gets in the way sometimes. You're thinking about too much. Just let it wash over you.
Yes, and if we've scored it, I'll say a 6 or better for a music video night score. It needs to be on your list of watch what
it.
You watch at home.
Put it on there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What's next?
All right. Next, we have The Chronicles of Life and Death. I gave it a 3.18 on regular night.
Oh, okay.
I gave it a 3.54. So I went up just a little.
Just a little.
I don't remember even going that low on any videos.
I don't remember going that low either.
So I had a bad time. Travis, for this movie, video, music.
Music video.
6.67 into... a 7.39. You're not.
Golly.
So high. That's way too high.
That's way too high. You're
everything
right.
Everything for you is sevens. And I just like.
That's way too high.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Vermillion. This was a big chat during the night. We talked a lot about this video.
I think we had to.
Yeah. Okay. I gave it a 3.18, which went up to a 4.18.
Okay.
And we must have, because this is the only one on this whole list that you wrote down and I didn't. You wrote the score down for Vermillion, so you must have been really like thinking about it.
I must have.
So that's interesting. 6.11 up to a 6.99. So you really didn't change that much.
I did not. Okay, so that does make that interesting that I wrote it down. That's the only one I wrote down.
Mm-hmm.
So I must not have known, and you just handed me the book and said, you need to figure this out.
Maybe so.
And I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, because I mean, you even debated during the episode what you were going to score it because you hated it, but you liked it.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't want to watch it.
Yeah,
but I think you have to watch it.
All right, Wonderful Night. I was a 2.9. I went up to a 5.74.
Ooh, that's a big jump.
It is, but again, minus that 1.3, 4.4, closer.
That's almost a 3-point jump, dude.
Oh, you're right, for me, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying, but if you minus that 1.3 I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, okay, fair. Yeah,
it ends up being closer to right. You, 4.78 originally, up to a 6.74.
So, really, when I thought that we scored everything way too high, it was just me. I was having way too much fun.
So, okay, but remember, for this video specifically, we were watching, because we did music video night before we covered it.
Uh-huh.
So that werewolf was a shock again.
That's right.
You know?
I forgot about
so
that.
So we were probably like, whoa! And so, yeah, you get a couple of points for tricking us with a werewolf. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Still too high, but fair.
Yeah. All right. Suds in the bucket. Ugh. Travis, 6.01 normally. 6.19.
Okay. All right. I'm proud of myself.
All right. Me, 4.68 up to a 6.67.
Ooh.
So we swapped.
We did.
Yeah. Which, I don't know. Every time I think about that video, I think on it fondly.
I think on it fondly, too. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Not enough to give it close to a... Too close to a 7.
Too close to a 7. Yep. Okay. In the final video, Travis. 1985.
I think... Well, let's talk about this before we get into the scores.
Yep.
Because this video, if I had to guess, we had the best time with over the night. Now, you've got the scores in front of you, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we had a great time with this music video. Not just on when we covered it, but when we watched it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I'm right on that, but the scores shall reveal it.
Okay.
What have we got?
So, I'm going to give both of our normal scores and then both of our
yes.
scores. So, Travis, 7 even.
Okay. I'm staying by it.
Yep. Me, 6.99.
Oh,
so we were in
okay.
super agreeance on covering the video.
Yes.
Music video night. Travis, you went to a 7.93.
Whew. Okay.
1 point up, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went to an 8.50.
Ooh.
Point and a half. Yeah, so that's...
That is our biggest jump combined.
Yeah. So for me, just for perspective, Mr. Brightside ended up being my top rated of the night, followed by 1985.
Mm-hmm.
Yours, your top rated of the night was 1985, followed by Chronicles of Life and Death.
Yeah, but animated, it got to me, you know.
Yeah, under the circumstances.
Yeah.
Okay.
Military, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Gets more in my feels than does yours.
True.
So I stand by him.
All right, man. Well, that's the recap. And I have... Two notes.
Okay.
And I said I was going to save them for tonight.
Yes, that's fair.
I didn't remember what they were, and I'm going to...
So, and I'll tell y'all what's happening right now, is sometimes we're too drunk to remember anything we say or do, so mm-hmm. Jared will write down little notes,
mm-hmm.
and this is what you've got.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
All right, so... I have a word that appears to be wallering... A H.B. Gill.
Wallering A H.B. Gill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I'm trying.
I
don't know what that is, though.
Walrus. It's W-H-A-L-R. I really can't. Whirling. I don't know what it says. And then a little letter that looks like a tiny, tiny A. And then capital H, capital B, capital G-I-L. I have no idea, dude.
I don't either.
Not a single thought to that.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
you're going to have to do a little bit better on the notes.
So this one's good.
Okay. All right.
Which just says, show me country.
Show me country. That had to have been after Suds in the bucket, right?
But I have no idea what it means. It just says, show me country.
I want to say that you probably said that if... If someone were to say, show me a country music video, that's...
Yeah, but I was like challenging somebody.
I think you were. Show me something more country than this.
Maybe that makes sense. That sounds like it rings a bell. Show me something more country.
I think so. Which there's plenty of out there.
Oh, man.
Matter of fact, you may have played Dwight Yoakam like directly after that.
Did I?
I think okay. so.
Which is more country.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. That concludes the
scores.
Scores.
Wow.
It okay. was a good time.
So there's about three that are way too high.
Okay.
The rest are respectable. So it's not as bad as I thought it was.
You stayed below an 8. I didn't. You stayed above a 5. I didn't. Yours were pretty succinctly, like, tight. Your scores were pretty tight, which, interesting. Mine were all over the place. 3.5 to 8.91.
Yeah. That 8.91 is crazy for you.
Mm-hmm. But again, an 8.5. We'll see. In the grand scheme of music video nights, you know, maybe we should do a best of one night and just go through and pick our tops.
Dude,
only. Or
yeah.
like just see what happens. We'll do that eventually. Because right now...
Yeah, I think we've talked about this, is picking our eights or higher one day and mm-hmm. just watching those and talking about them.
Yeah, it would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Travis, that brings us to our next segment, which is this next season.
The next season, yeah. So we talked about this a little bit, and Jared came up with the idea. He said, well, let's pick songs that may have a meaning to us, a song or a video.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can talk to y'all about ourselves a little bit more.
Yeah, because we've done finales and we get real deep about stuff, but it really just ends up me and Travis just talking to each other without the thought of somebody listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I go back and listen, I'm like, no, we can't do that, because it's cool and it's fine, but it's still just a podcast for... It's not a reveal yourself podcast. It's a music video.
Yeah.
But I do want to share stories and stuff that people might relate to that aren't so specific to Travis and I.
Correct.
And so maybe...
I like this idea.
Yeah. Pull people in a little bit.
We'll try to be more relatable to y'all and not just be some voice on the other side of a microphone.
Making stuff up about nothing.
Yeah. So I like it.
And so now that we've got that out of the way, what we've done is we've picked out our videos, 7 apiece.
Yes.
And we're going to hand the list over to the other person.
That's correct.
And they're going to pick what they want off of the list.
Yep.
Okay.
So here's my list.
Here's mine. Boop, boop. You need this?
No, I'm good. I can
read it from there.
Yep. Okay. I can. I mean, I can read fine. I can see it. Whether I can read your handwriting or not is a different story altogether.
So, you know what? Here, what can we do? Can we flip a coin or anything? Spin a bottle? Yeah, for who goes first to do it? Paper, rock, scissors. One go. One, two, three, go. All right, I'll pick first.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not going to name the rest on your list, just the ones that we pick in case we have to save some of these other ones.
I just saw one that's on both of our lists.
Okay. All right, great. So I guess let's just pick that one.
Okay.
First, on the count of three, 1, 2, 3.
Teenage Dirtbag.
By Wheatus.
Yes.
All right. So great. That is on there.
Beautiful.
Here. Pick. I guess we need to write them down somewhere what we're doing, right?
I got it.
Okay.
Give me that pen.
Boom. So we will be doing a Teenage Dirtbag.
Okay.
Next up. Travis, what are you picking of mine?
I'm going to look at only the names of the artist. I'm not going to look at the titles.
Okay.
And I know I'm not doing that one. Savage Garden.
Okay.
I Want You by Savage Garden.
Yep.
That is second pick.
Okay. Just because I know you said one's been a long time coming, so I know you're excited about it, I'm going to pick for you Big God, Florence and the Machine.
Okay. It has been a long time coming.
Yep.
All right. Then we're going to go with Jennifer Page.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know the song.
Crush. Yeah, you do.
I couldn't read the song. It looked like LMG to me. So Crush.
Yep. Crush by Jennifer Page.
Okay.
You know that song.
Yes, I do know the song.
Okay, next one that I actually watched today to consider putting on my list.
Oh, okay.
Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping.
Really?
It may be a regret because that song's not going to be great to listen to over and over again. But
Which may be better, because sometimes you come up with better ideas when you listen to it
Yeah.
Without the sound.
Yeah,
true. You put it on mute and watch it. So it could be one of those. All right, anyway. It's gone dark in here.
Yeah. I don't know what you're not picking. I don't know one that you'd like, no.
The only one I don't want to watch is Lana Del Rey, so...
Oh, man.
Is that one you really wanted to watch?
Yeah, that's the one that makes me not get in trouble with my wife.
Okay, all right. You picked Big God for me. I will pick Born to Die for You by Lana Del Rey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So now we have... There's one specifically I don't want to pick over here, too, so... But I already picked Big God for you, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
All right, so for the sake of country music, I'm going to do Randy Travis, Forever and Ever.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever heard this song. I know who Randy Travis is, but I know I've not seen the video.
All right, well...
We have vetoes.
We will write it down, and hopefully you will veto it.
Okay.
Can I veto my own?
Yeah, you're allowed to veto your own.
Song has a lot of meaning to me and my wife.
Okay,
This video is hot garbage.
Okay, got it.
All right.
How many we got left? One apiece.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We still have 3 more to go.
Okay, because it's your pick. Yeah, okay.
Ooh. All right, Young Wild Girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Gotta be, right?
I'm glad you picked it. Okay. I'm going to do... Bodies by the Drowning Pool.
Bodies.
Yep.
All right, and one more, right?
Yeah, one more.
Last one, and I have 2 to choose from here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should have 3 to choose from.
Do I?
Should be 2 remaining.
Yeah. Oh, is there? Okay. Well, maybe I marked one out that I shouldn't have.
You want me to,
but I'm going to.
It's a big choice.
Celine Dion or Laura Bell Bundy. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to help you out a little bit.
Okay.
Because we have covered Celine Dion already.
Yes.
We did a mini coverage of that video.
Right, we did.
Yeah, and I kind of filled that in as a last minute.
Okay, well then let's go.
You still have 2 other choices, though.
No, let's go with Laura Bell Bundy.
Giddy on up. Okay, so we have 2 countries this season.
Yeah.
Interesting. And, you know, we got some 90s. We have some old stuff. We don't have a lot of new stuff on here.
Right. That's kind of what I was noticed. But again, it's nostalgic kind of stuff when you say something that means something to you.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of new music
kind
of gets to us.
Yes and no, though, because some of these new... So, for instance, we didn't pick it, but Where's My Heartbeat Now is an old song.
Right.
But new to me.
Oh, I'm with you. Okay.
So, like, you can attach meaning at any point in your life when you hear a song or watch a video.
Sure.
So that's kind of where I was on a couple of those. It's not from that time period.
Okay. Let's do this. Since there are 2 songs of yours that did not get picked, let's talk about the meaning behind the 2 that didn't get picked.
Oh, Travis.
Let's do that real
There's
quick.
There's your 2 remaining, and I've narrowed it down to just those 2 so you can see what they are.
Sweet.
Okay. I'm with that. And we're just talking about the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, or video, whichever one is more meaningful.
Mm-hmm. It's paper, rock, scissors it again, then.
In these cases, it is both song. All right.
Ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3, boom. Whooped your ass again.
You got me.
So you're going first.
All right. The first one, we'll go with the stupid one, Bombs Over Baghdad by Outkast.
Yeah. Great song.
Good song.
Very familiar with that song.
Yeah. The meaning that this song has to me was this is the song that before a football game, the guys would all listen to it, and this was our hype song.
So y'all, like the boys.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Before going and playing, this is the song that would... and it wasn't even that great of a jam song, but for some reason, all of us would get really into it, and it brought that camaraderie before a big game.
No, it is... I would disagree. I would say that it is a hype song. Like, it does... It's, like, good beats, fast, like... Dropping bombs, it
is.
Man.
It's a little long, and the chorus is only a couple times. Like, it's not normally one of those.
Okay.
You know, you can repeat the chorus over and over and over again, kind of hype songs.
Yeah, you got to know all the words.
You got to know a lot of rap in this, and we did. We do a lot of rapping. So yeah, that's kind of what it brought me to.
Okay, cool. You know, it's interesting because I think much like Music Video Night, as we're talking right here, I'm thinking of so many other videos or so many other songs.
Sure.
That I could have written down. But, like, we kind of put a, I'll blame me, put a little pressure on us to pick them today so we could go ahead and knock it out when we could have had more time.
Sure.
So I'm not angry at my choices, but Music Video Night does just take your brain on these little lightning bolts across time and emotion. And hits you somewhere, and you're like, we have to watch that right now. Or,
sure.
I have to talk about that right now.
And here's going to be the fun part about this season, is we don't really have any rules. We are not stuck to this list. So, if you called me tomorrow and says, hey, I don't want to do this video, I'd rather do this one, am I going to argue with you?
No.
No.
It's not even a veto season. It's just like, what? It's a lawless.
Yes.
Free for all.
And the reason we give you, we will do most of these videos. Guaranteed. So y'all can have a heads up and start watching them. But one of them could change during the season and we'd not cover it. All right, what's your...
Okay, wait, I've lost my light.
I've marked out way too many over there, by the way.
You did. So. Okay, so what you did not pick was... okay, well, Where's My Heartbeat Now?
Yeah.
So there's... I can make two things for that. So one, that is for the purposes of you and I, the main video I associate with... the beginning of Music Video Night, because that's, we always play that, me and Kristen did when we were doing them on our own.
Okay.
So that was a lot of times what we started with. Mm. So basically, Where Does My Heart Beat Now is the beginning of Music Video Night, period.
Okay.
Which, it's not the same as we do now because it's a live performance, and we try to find hidden meanings now. But since it's live, me and Kristen just talked about her and everything she's going through, and what she's presenting and what we actually see, and that was like, the beginning of all of it is trying to break her down and what's going on around her. And
okay.
Just having, like, pausing it and laughing and just talking the shit.
Okay. So this song for you and Kristen is like Tiffany for me and you. The first time we watched a music video and we just talked for the next 30 minutes.
Kind of so, yes. But, like, I mean, the whole idea of Music Video Night. Yeah, like, Chris and I paused them, but what you're saying is right, but we had already watched a lot of music videos together.
Yeah.
But, like, for the analyzing and the laughing, but yes, very similar in that you just pause and you talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You just point out every little thing about a person.
Yes.
Not even the music video, because it's live. Just all the things that you can realize watching somebody on a screen.
Sure.
Like, every minute. Like we did with Rebecca Black.
Sure.
Okay. And secondly, I think because of Kristen and I's attachment to the song, when we went on our honeymoon, we went to Mentone, right?
Okay.
And so I don't know what she was doing, maybe taking a shower or something. We were on a honeymoon. We were in a cabin up in the mountains. And I make like a super nice dinner. I get like steak fillets. I cook them on the grill outside. I do all this stuff. Like just spend like an hour making a really nice dinner. And I went outside and had it... on the deck overlooking like the mountains. Couldn't see anything else, right? But I pressed play on a playlist, Where Does My Heart Beat Now came on, and I opened the door for her to come outside. One of the first times as my wife, and it's like she sees the view, Celine Dion's playing, and a steak dinner on the deck. And I was like, we both were like, this was magical.
Just fall in love all over again.
Yeah, just like it was such a just an accidental, like, where does my heart? And it's just into the expanse that only Celine Dion can fill. So,
that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. You took a more positive route. I like that. All right, I'm going to damper the beard just a little.
Please, yeah.
The other one you did not pick is Disarm by the Smashing Pumpkins.
I don't know that song at all.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You don't have to know it.
Okay.
And it's not a great video, so you did yourself favors. Okay. This is more of an emotional song for me.
Yeah.
So that's great. I'll talk about it now and never have to talk about it again.
I got a veto. I'm going to plug it in.
So, no, this song, I grew up in a strict household, especially when it came to music, was not allowed to listen to certain things, and I had this CD that I had borrowed from a friend, and I was caught listening to it. Now, there's nothing wrong with the Smashing Pumpkins.
I was about to say, they're not known for being like vulgar.
They're not.
Right? Okay.
Okay. But this song does touch on some emotional things that my parents were very worried about when they heard me listening to it. So they took the CD.
Yeah.
And I was not allowed to have it back, which means I had to pay my buddy to go buy a new CD because my parents wouldn't give it back to me, afraid that I would not give it back to him.
Okay.
But anyway, the song completely, after that moment, that song took on whole new meaning to me because it talks about being a boy but growing into a man and having a different point of view than what you're supposed to have.
Okay.
And so that's when I started kind of growing up, and I'm like, okay, but I don't like necessarily what you like as my parents, which nowadays they will tell you they were way too over strict, right?
It's easy to think about it later.
So they're not like that anymore at all. They probably, mom has this song on a playlist, I'm sure.
Just to remind her of the moment, too. Yeah. Like, take it easy on the grandkids, you know?
Yeah. So, anyway, that is that. That was...
Okay. Well, that wasn't that hard. Was that hard to talk about?
Man, that is more than I've ever given you on this
I don't think so. I guess you did leave a vague and stuff like that, because I haven't heard the song, so maybe if I heard it, I would kind of know more. Which, it just reminds me of a quick story that... song related that how unstrict my parents were, just in comparison. So, you remember Prodigy... Or Prodigy, the band, like Firestarter and all that stuff. So one of my friends, Andrew, got that CD when it came out. So we're like in sixth grade, fifth grade, and he's listening to it. And I listen to it, and I know the song, and I come home, and I'm singing it. And mom's like, you know, I don't know if I necessarily like that, because they were on the news. She's like, I know they are like devil worshippers or Satanists or something. I was like, and this is just as an argument from like a 10-year-old or whatever.
Sure.
I'm like, yes, but it's like this song's not about that. Like, I just like the song. And she's like, I don't know if I want you to listen to that, which is more reasonable.
Okay.
Not very strict.
No.
And I was like, we'll see. And so I went to the bathroom and I got toothpaste and I like swished it all in my mouth so my mouth was foaming. And I came out and I started like headbanging and singing it. And instead of getting in trouble, I think she was like, oh, he's an idiot. And so I could listen to it. Like, she wasn't like, oh, this is dangerous. She's just like, if this is the worst, like this, I probably weighed like 70 pounds.
Yeah, my parents would have had me committed immediately.
No, I sang it real hard. She just like shook her head and was like, whatever. Listen to it if you want to.
That's
and
funny.
I think after that, the opposite thing, where maybe she reversed psychology, I was like, I don't even care about that song.
Oh, she got you.
She like reverse got me, like played me. Yeah.
That's funny.
So I think they both did something to us and they got the opposite effect of what they wanted.
Yeah, for sure. Although I did continue listening to Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, I listened to it, but I didn't care anymore. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let me get to my last one here.
What is the last one? Good luck, because I've marked them all out.
Yeah, you did. Oh, boy.
But I also feel like we picked all of them, so I don't know.
I don't know what's happened, dude. What, it's because one was on both of our lists.
Oh, that's... So we should have had more. Wait.
What happened?
We
got 10, right?
Yeah. You have the list right there.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done all of my... Because you did Gideon up. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I think we picked all of yours somehow.
Because I had 7...
I mean, it may be because of the extra one on the list.
Maybe so. Okay, well, that's fine, because I don't have another one.
Okay.
Born to Die, we're covering that. Crush. And Where Does My Heart Beat Now? Yeah, so that is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there any others that, like, during that, you're like, wait, I remember this?
Song-wise, tons of songs.
Yeah.
Like, Enter Sandman was one of them.
Okay.
From Metallica.
We can if we want to, just see how they venture when we're actually covering these other videos.
Yeah.
Because off the top of my head, I did go through a lot of rap songs that I clicked through videos and was like, nope. Sorry, rap videos.
I tried with Bombs Over Baghdad. I tried to sneak one in there.
Well, I did, like, Big Timers and stuff like that, because you and I listened to them when we were in college.
Yes, we did.
All over the place. And so I tried for those. Yeah. No, nothing.
That's one of my fondest memories of you is the first time we listened to Big Timers, and I was driving.
Which one was it? What song? Or was it just Big Timers?
Real Big.
Real Big, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and the chorus, where is that a fish tank bra in the middle of dash? And you were sitting there drawing out a fish tank on my dash while we were driving. And I was like, what an idiot. But I loved the song.
So. Okay, great. Yeah, I remember we would take, y'all had like a dry erase board, and every time I would come over to the house, I would write a quote from Big Timers or 3-6 Mafia or some song that was like the motto. And then the next time, it would always be there until the next time I came over and I would erase it and put a new one.
Yeah, that was you.
Yeah, I'm real cool. There are moments where I still feel that level of insanity in me.
Oh, yeah. When that song comes on, I absolutely go insane every time.
Yeah. I just mean the insanity of our youth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've buried it pretty well, but like I get a spark in me every now and then where I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. Well, we may have got a little bit of spark the other night when we did this rating. So. But yeah, I don't have any other songs that were like pressing.
Like trying to come through to reveal themselves.
Yeah.
No, and there are some that I skipped. You'll notice the one I talked about today with you.
Yes.
Because I was like, I don't know if I'm ready still. It's scary to reveal so much about yourself.
Yeah. Although that would have been a good pick as far as getting... That would have been...
good pick, but also that's a good music video.
It is.
Yeah, which some of these might not be as good as that.
Yeah.
Also, Boys of Summer, I did that. And video wasn't great, so I didn't put us through it.
Yeah, that was hard. I looked at a lot of videos where songs meant something to me, but the videos literally just went nowhere.
Yeah.
Eminem was, I mean, I listened to so much Eminem growing up.
Oh, musically, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, his videos were kind of iconic. People look forward to his videos. But now looking back on him, it is, he is so of his time. They are too specific. They're cringe.
They're all parody videos from that time, right?
Yes.
So if you don't know the reference, or even if you do, sometimes it's just like, oh, well, this is forever.
Yeah. Which Eminem does capture a moment. He's still around, but he doesn't capture the moments now. He holds on.
In his music videos?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He holds on to what he used to have.
Well, he's tried some new things, and they're fine as far as rap video go. I mean, because he's silly. Don't like rap videos.
Yeah, but he's silly. He was silly then. His raps aren't, but his videos are very silly most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of there's been other artists that we've watched over the years that I think we might get into it with Lana Del Rey, so I won't touch on her.
Uh-huh.
We'll use Madonna as an example, maybe even Lady Gaga now, since she's just put out a lot of music in a new video.
Yeah.
Some change with the times, and you can tell they have it until they don't. And then you, like, when they have the span of time, you're like, this is when they lost it.
Sure. You also have the opposite of that, is the ones that try to make these big changes, it doesn't work, and then they go back to what they used to do.
Right.
Which would be more of the Lady Gaga, right? I think she's kind of going back to her roots.
Yes.
And making better stuff.
Better videos.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Song is whatever. That's for another.
That's for another day.
Well, I think unless you got something, man, I think that's all I got for today,
brother. That is all I've got, and we've got 3 minutes to put a pizza in the oven. So.
Perfect. Time's out right then.
Time's out perfectly.
Cool. Well, Travis, thank you. 10 seasons down.
Enjoyed it. Yep. Looking forward to season 11, the free for all meaningful. Season.
Yeah, that'll be a good time. And music video night, we'll just be crying, I guess. We'll just sit in our corners of the couch and cry.
It'll be the most emotional night we've had.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's it. We haven't promised you the videos on the list we just made, and we don't have an order, so it's just going to be up to us.
It is.
So hold on.
Hold on to me. All right. That's it. That's all I got. That's it.
Yep. So that's... That's Travis over there.
And that's Jared over there.
It's Jared. It's Travis.
Peace. Bye.